This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson. Stoney's in for Doug all week. Cater with you as well. Taking your calls and text at 248-539-9797. We're asking people if they've ever mistakenly included somebody in a group chat that they shouldn't have,
right?
Whether it was a group text or something online with social media, whatever the case was, that you probably sent it to the wrong person.
Not government secrets.
Right, not that. No. Wouldn't expect anybody in our listening audience to be involved with government secrets.
But,
that type of thing. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text. Patrick is in Sterling Heights, and he's next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
So some time ago, one of my good buddies was coaching my daughter's soccer team, and he had sent out a text saying that he's canceling practice because it was raining outside. So I responded to him, and apparently everybody else, all the other parents, and I called him a wussy, but not with the W.
Gotcha, okay? Sure, right. Sure, yeah.
So, you know, to say some of the moms were offended, but the dads loved it, I guess.
Were there any repercussions afterwards, or you just got some dirty looks?
Well, I don't think they really knew who I was, like, because they not too many people had my number on the team. But I was supposed to help them coach if he needed it. So I was basically just a spectator from that day on.
Fair enough.
Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, you sent it. You own it, right?
Yeah.
I did it. Sorry I offended you. Sorry, fellas. And the fellas are all laughing. Orza is in Detroit. Welcome to the 97.1 The Ticket, Orza.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So a couple of months ago, my wife was venting about our daughter. We were at home. Our daughter is at her home. And she was saying some very unflattering stuff because she's mad. And somehow, some way, her phone recorded the conversation through the text. Oh. What made it worse, my wife sent the text to her the next day unknowingly. So it was pretty rough up in the house for a few days after that.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty at all because you know how parents do. We speak our truth to ourselves.
Yes.
But she heard the truth. She heard the real conversation. Right.
She heard the unfiltered version, yes.
Yeah, so it was ugly. So needless to say, they didn't talk for a couple of weeks.
I understand. Well, hopefully everything's all back to normal.
Yeah, we good. We normal. Everything is squashed at this point, but it was ugly.
All right.
Very ugly.
Thanks for the call, Orz. I appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Thomas is in Detroit. Oh. Thomas back on hold there as he's got us on hold. Jeff is next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, boys. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, listen, this happened at work, so this is even worse. I was having a heated discussion with my supervisor. I won't tell you my company, obviously. I'm retired now. But it was kind of heated back and forth stuff about things with the job. And I sent a reply back to him, but the reply went to everybody throughout the company.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't realize it right away until I started getting a couple of messages from people I didn't even know saying, you know, you realize this went out to everybody in, you know, that they could get this. And then I'm thinking, oh, my God. Because I'm thinking everything I wrote in that damn message. And for the next couple, two, 3 days, I'm just sweating bullets, waiting to get, backlash from the whole damn thing. But thank God, for whatever reason, it went through. They didn't. Nobody tapped me on the shoulder about it. But I'm like, for 3 or 4 days, man, I'm just sweating it out. Like, I'm going to get it from some. I'm going to hear about this. But because it wasn't really, it was a heated discussion that the two of us were having. And so my reply to him was not, you know, wasn't top notch at that moment. And so I was sweating it out.
Did you get any weird looks, Jeff, from other employees who were on that chain?
No. Because I was on the road. So I didn't really see many people. But, you know, I was just waiting to maybe get even a phone call or something from my supervisor. Never did. I'm like, but I was scared as hell.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's something you want to slip out there, and now everybody's got it. And that could be troublesome, for sure. I just saw this come across Twitter, Stoney.
Okay.
Jeff Passan, who covers baseball for ESPN.
Are we going to like this?
Maybe. It's just something to consider here. It says the Los Angeles Angels are releasing outfielder Mickey Moniak.
Yeah, he was a 1-1 by the Phillies, I believe, at one point, right?
So they owe him $333,000, 1/6 of the $2 million salary that he won in an arbitration hearing over the winter. Similar situation to J.D. Davis last spring. Arbitration settlements are guaranteed, not cases. Fair enough. And then one of the accounts we follow, Tigers Torkmoil, says this immediately would make pretty good sense for the Tigers. Mickey Moniak is a center fielder by trade, mm-hmm. 26 years old, left-handed, bats left, but throws right. In his career, he is a career .230 batting average, a .673 career OPS.
Yeah, that's why he was let go.
Yes, but defensively, is he something that would make sense? He also had 14 home runs last year, had 2 home runs in the spring. Wasn't doing anything special this spring. Like, struck out a lot.
Can you find some of his fielding metrics? Because, quite frankly, I'd rather have him play in center field than Kreidler or Javi Baez.
His fielding percentage, his career fielding percentage in center field is .988. Huh? Seems pretty good. So you can take that for what it's worth. But I just wonder, is this something
kick the tires on?
Well, they should kick tires on everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, imagine that they're going through every team's roster mm-hmm. and seeing, okay, mm-hmm. as teams are trimming their rosters, there will be players like Mickey Moniak that get released that might make sense for the Tigers because would it be a better option than what they have?
Right.
Which right now isn't much for center field because of what we started the first hour of the show talking about was the Tigers' woes in center field with the news yesterday breaking that Parker Meadows is going to be placed on the 60-day injured list because of that nerve that has yet to wake up in his arm. And in addition to that, Wenzel Perez is out for about a month with a back issue. He's going through the injection process now, which is going to keep him out for a little bit. That's not good. Akil Badu, who has been injured for a while now, isn't supposed to be ready to come back for maybe till the end of April. So all these options that they would have had, including Matt Vierling with his shoulder issue, another guy who may not be back until perhaps May. This creates a giant problem that the Tigers have in center field specifically. At least that's what the Tigers are intimating. They got a big problem here. You and I are kind of like minds here.
Yeah.
And that is, they have a center fielder, and they have an excellent center fielder. His name is Riley Green. The negative against that is that Riley Green has a propensity to get hurt, and it's been while he's been a center fielder because he's a guy who gives it all. And that's a lot of ground to patrol at Comerica Park in center field, and he's going to go sideline to sideline and try to get everything. And that's a problem. Can you get him to kind of bring that back a little bit so he doesn't have to work so hard and put himself in peril, which is why the Tigers want to leave him in left field. They don't want to overwork him. But he seems like, for the first month of the season, at least me, and I think you were in agreement on this, I'd play Riley Green a lot in center field. Maybe not every day.
Right.
But why not 3 out of 4 games, Riley Green's your center fielder?
Or maybe you start out doing your plan, being the Tigers' plan of not putting him in, and then if the defense in center field becomes a obvious problem once they actually play the games, then you make the move.
So these are the problems the Tigers are facing right now, and they are out on the left coast. They got a game against the Giants today, and then they start the season on Thursday night against the Dodgers. So, and with Mickey Moniak playing for the Angels and just being released, hey, it's right there in Los Angeles. Would that make sense, or just waiting things out? I think it probably makes sense to wait things out over the next 24 hours here to see who else gets released from other teams,
right,
and kind of comb over that. But the idea of some kind of platoon or trying to figure it out amongst Ryan Kreidler, Zach McKinstry,
Javi Baez
getting some reps in center field and you know, looking at other outfield options, and Manuel Margot, who they just signed, who is no longer really a center fielder. I mean, these are the options they're left with. Jamai Jones, who got the spring training invite, is he somebody that could play center field? You know, Justin Henry Molloy is an outfielder, but doesn't really play it well at all. I don't think that's what they want to do. But right now, if they're looking at in-house solutions, they don't look good.
No,
in-house.
There are none.
So I'm curious to see what happens in the next 24 hours, what Scott Harris does, how much digging he's going to do on other teams. I imagine he's going to be quite open to bringing in another player via the waiver wire and seeing who gets released. But this is just one guy who was released today, Mickey Moniak, who did play, I believe, 101 games last year in center field for the Angels. So there's that. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. More of your calls and texts. We continue here at 97.1 The Ticket.
Gator, a few little tidbits before we go back to the phones.
Careful with that word, but yes.
This one will, speaking of, be careful with that word. This will warm the cockles of your soul.
Oh, my.
What took place 25 years ago today?
So 25 years ago would be, that would be 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
The year 2000. I'm not sure what took place 20 years ago today.
25 years ago today at the
I'm sorry. This would be a Michigan State win of some kind.
At the Palace of Auburn Hills, Michigan State, 75, Iowa State, 64, to go to the Final Four.
Yes.
Larry Eustachy walks off the court, pissed at the officials. Remember that? And Marcus Fizer, Jamal Tinsley on that team. I'm looking at the box score. Oh, Matt Ishbia played a minute. Mo Pete with 18 points.
And that alley-oop from Mateen Cleaves.
A.J. Granger at 18 points. Andre Hudson had 17 points.
That was a Jason Richardson championship team.
Jason Richardson, 13 minutes, 0 for 1. He was a young buck back then. So,
yeah, that was – I remember being in Ypsilanti at the time. That game was going on with my fantasy baseball league. Mm-hmm. We had our auction.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the favorite things I've ever done with sports was the fantasy baseball auction.
Ah.
Loved it with these guys that I didn't know. I met them through a friend and got involved in the league. They had a team opening. When my friend and I, we ended up buying the opening of the team in the league and loved it. The auction was the greatest thing ever. You know, we rent out a room at the hotel in Ypsilanti that we were staying at, you know, the convention room or whatever. And it was so, everybody was so serious. We're all in our, you know, at that point, early 30s or whatever. And we're just focused on, we're going to build the best baseball team we can. It was awesome. In the meantime, Michigan State's playing in this thing. We're like, well, we all want to see the game too. Yeah. So we would take a break and go into one. Somebody had a room where we had a TV and would end up watching it there. Not the ideal watching space for that game in particular.
Correct.
But that's what I ended up doing.
Yes, I was at the game. I went late because my wife, believe it or not, a Michigan grad, she goes, can we go to the game? Because she loves big events. She doesn't get wrapped up in the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry. So we got tickets through a highfalutin Michigan State alum.
Oh.
And we went to the game, and it was a great moment.
Nice job.
A great moment. And one other tidbit. Did you see the Doc Rivers quotes? Doc Rivers, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, was doing an interview with Mark Spears, very highly esteemed NBA writer. And they were talking about that, Doc leads the league history of blowing 3-1 leads as a coach.
Right.
In fact, I think it's three of them.
Those are facts.
Yep. He says it. But Doc said, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. It is unfair. Quote, no one tells a real story. I'm fine with it. It's unfair because I don't get enough credit for getting the three wins. Really?
Well, if you want credit for getting three wins and losing a series, then yeah. Okay. Congratulations?
Yeah. I just thought that was pretty weird.
Well, it is weird. It's definitely weird. Jim's in Royal Oak. Jim, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jim.
How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Good. So I have that call about the texting thing, the by mistake everything. Last fall, well, I guess it started out as my wife and I, right now we're living in two different states. She lives in Arizona and I'm living here. And she'll come here in the summer. I go there in the winter and stuff. But she had gone back to Arizona and the guys were all getting ready to golf. I was in this league and just had gotten a text from the guy that heads up the league. And so I was said, well, before I get out to start golfing, I'm going to send my wife a text real quick. And I sent this really mushy, hello, honey, call her honey bunny, my sweet baboo, all these things. Wow. And I love you. And then I send the text. And I get out of the truck and I start walking over to Vince, who's the head golf guy. And he walks, looks at me, he goes, I love you too. And I look at him, I realized I had sent it to him. And before I could even say anything, he had forwarded to the guys in the golf league. And the guys are coming around and say, look, I'm a little jealous. Are you going to send me any texts or do I get one too?
Nice.
Hey, Jim,
nice.
Jim, more importantly, can you give me some tips on how do you have this arrangement?
I've heard this from a million people. You got the perfect marriage. Well, we've known each other 45 years and, she lived out west. I was here. We reconnected 5 years ago, started seeing each other again. But I have a business here, property and stuff, and she hates the cold. And so right now, this is how we're working it. I go there in the winter, and I'm actually back and forth because I'm fixing my house up to sell it. But she will not come here during when it's cold. She'll come here sometime maybe in May or June, spend the summer, and then head back. And, right now, the way it is, it's just sort of, it works good. And I always wonder what's going to happen when we are full-time, because I've been by myself quite a while, but
The Fortress of Solitude is a great thing, because eventually when I do officially retire and not working, I think I'll be in your shoes because my wife likes to go to Florida. She only likes to stay for like a week or so and then go back because she works. The kids are here. And, once I'm done, I'm going to be there for the whole winter.
There you go. Yeah. The full-on snowbird.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What's your favorite bird? What kind of bird would you be, Stoney?
When I was a kid, I used to love, because of the name, the yellow-bellied sapsucker. That was my favorite.
I asked. That's what I'm going to get.
But, the eagle, the American eagle.
American. I got some ticket texts coming in. I was running a restaurant some years ago. Instead of texting my wife, I texted my produce guy, I love you. Have a good day. That's from the Amazon guy. Let's just say that you don't want to send a message meant for your wife about, quote, fun times later to your mother-in-law. Yeah, I always do that. I text things to my girlfriend that I meant to send to my wife, smack my head in the car. Yeah, I probably don't want to do that.
No.
When I was 16, I texted my mother, yo, can I get a G? That was a rough night for me at home. Oh, Mike my. And
well, yeah, you should have just said the G means a girl.
Or
I know what it means.
$1,000. You could say that.
Yeah, you could say that too.
I accidentally sent a text to my daughter's little league softball coach that was meant for my wife saying, I'll see you later tonight. I love you. That was kind of embarrassing to say the least. That's from Donna Waterford.
Yeah.
And then somebody says this, which is quite appropriate to point out. Didn't Stoney give out his cell phone number over the air once?
Yes, I did. Yes, that's true.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. Yeah. And Wojo like said, what did you say? I said, yeah, give us a call, 248-848-1130, which was my cell phone number. And that's not what it is
okay,
now.
Okay, all right.
I changed it, yes.
And we're back!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so tonight, the Pistons return to the hard court at the Little Caesars Arena. Mm-hmm. They will be hosting the San Antonio Spurs. I imagine that people, before the season began, started to circle this game on the schedule because of Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
And said, I want to get tickets for this game. I'll make sure they buy them months and months in advance. And then maybe even a couple months ago, when the trade deadline comes and goes, you see De'Aaron Fox is now added to San Antonio. You're like, well, now I'm definitely going to go. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox and Victor Wembanyama, that should be a dynamic duo against the Pistons. Here we go. Going to do that. Circle the game. Buy the tickets. Whatever. Only to find out that Victor Wembanyama is done for the season,
mm-hmm.
and that De'Aaron Fox is done for the season.
In fairness, I think the Fox acquisition was after Wemby got hurt. I think,
but I don't think they announced that he was gone for the okay. year. I thought that was that
whatever.
That, like yeah. it was like really shortly after the trade.
Right.
All of a sudden, Wembanyama's done. So. Are people going to the game tonight because you bought the tickets way back when expecting to see Victor Wembanyama? Or are you going to the game tonight because, by golly, those Pistons are good?
Playoff basketball, baby. That's what we want here. And the Spurs have won 4 out of 5, surprisingly enough.
Despite the fact that they're without their two best players.
Yes.
And probably ready for a tank job to see who gets Cooper Flagg, which, of course, we know it's going to be San Antonio because they get the generational player mm-hmm. more often than anybody else. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Is this what your situation is? And have you been in that situation before where you bought tickets specifically for the one person that you wanted to see only to find out that, well, they're unable to play because they're not healthy? We'll discuss it next year. 97.1, The Ticket. So we've got Pistons tonight at LCA against San Antonio without Victor Wembanyama or De'Aaron Fox.
CP3?
Cade Cunningham and
Tim Hardaway
Jr. are both game time decisions.
I don't think Hardaway's going to play, is my guess.
Imagine probably not. But Cade, like to see Cade play.
Yeah, I think Cade was a little bit of pseudo load management the other day.
He's got a calf.
Yeah.
Got a calf.
Yeah, he was warming up, but they held him out.
Which is what happens in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
which I'm amazed the NBA allows to happen as often as they do. Just the load management.
It's gotten a little better, a little.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, given the salaries in the league and whatnot, that, okay. All right. And in a situation like tonight, where it's unfortunate if you had bought tickets months ago. And then the guys get hurt, and you want to see Victor Wembanyama, one of the great young stars of the league, and he's out. But he's out for the season. Doug told the story years ago about how he was going to take his oldest son at the time, when he was maybe 10 or 11 years old, they were going to go to Chicago and watch the Penguins take on the Blackhawks.
That's right, because his kid loves Sid.
Yeah,
right?
It was a big Sidney Crosby fan, and they got the tickets, went out there to go, and Sidney Crosby wasn't playing. I don't think it was. I think he had suffered an injury the night before, right, or whatever, and they had bought the tickets anyway. So they took the train to Chicago and had the good time, and unfortunately, Sid the kid was not playing. It happens, and when that happens, it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, when you get geared up, you bought tickets ahead of time, you wanted to see this.
Especially when it's, you know, the one time they come to town.
Yeah. Now, it's all preventable these days because you could always buy tickets on the secondary market. But if you're going to do that, you run the risk of paying way too much for the ticket than you expected to.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also protect yourself against a situation like this where it wouldn't happen. Now, fortunately, the Pistons are a good basketball team.
Correct.
And they're worth watching.
Yes.
They're worth going to see. And these last games down the stretch, sounds like they're going to all be close to sellouts, if not sellouts, which is going to be great, which should provide a pretty good atmosphere at LCA for the game. But this has happened. This has, I know it's happened to people, and it sucks when it does happen. I remember years ago when I was a teenager, it was like 12, 13 years old. I was, me and a buddy of mine were trying to get a birthday present for another friend of ours. And I suggested, why don't we get tickets to a Pistons game? This is well before they were at the Palace. They were still playing at the Silverdome. And the Lakers were going to come to town around his birthday. So we ended up getting like two tickets. At the time, it was like $25 a ticket or
right,
something like that. But for two kids in their early, not even teen years.
$25 are probably pretty good, yeah, seats back then, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, our parents were like, well, okay, sure, I guess. You know, and remember we bought them at the time, it was like at Hudson's or something like, mm-hmm, that. At a ticket at master at inside of Hudson's,
right,
which was crazy. And we're all nervous and stuff. What are these tickets? And then I think at the time, Magic didn't even play. And we gave the tickets to the kid and went to the game. Hey, how was it? How was it? Well, there's no Magic. I'm like, oh. And then
that sucks. Yeah.
We look like idiots, but we were kids. We didn't know better. But this happens.
Yeah.
It's the risk you run. But are people going to the game tonight because they had specifically gotten the tickets because they thought they were going to see Wemby, maybe not De'Aaron Fox, but you thought you were going to see,
yes,
Wemby play.
Right. And if you had similar situations, like your friend had when you got a ticket, you thought you were going to see Magic Johnson and he gets hurt or whatever, Doug's situation with Sidney Crosby. The closest thing that I remember was a long time ago, but it was the first time I went to summer camp in New Hampshire and I was a counselor. And it was the first time I was scheduled to go to Fenway Park. And it was 1975, and that was the year the Red Sox came out of nowhere to be really good. They ended up going to the World Series, losing to the Reds. Anyway, so Louis Tiant was really good back then.
Starting pitcher for the Red Sox.
And he was supposed to pitch. And we're driving from New Hampshire to Boston. And as we crossed the New Hampshire, we had the tickets, crossed the New Hampshire state line into Massachusetts, we're listening to the radio, Louis Tiant will not be making the start today. It'll be Diego Segui. Because Louis Tiant got something happened. I was so pissed.
I love that you remember his Diego Segui was the.
I was so pissed. I'm going to see El Tiante. But anyway, it was great because it was Fenway. It was the first time I ever been there. So that was awesome.
Well, and me as a kid remembering what, you know, the pitcher Louis Tiant was. What,
yes,
was the attraction? Louis Tiant had one of the craziest windups for a pitcher,
oh, the delivery,
ever.
Yes.
Yeah, his delivery was he would spin all the way over to second base.
And then stop.
And then spin back and deliver the pitch. But it's happened. It's got to suck if it does happen. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Has it happened to you? Have you gotten burned when you got tickets ahead of time expecting somebody to be there, and they're not there? Bob's in Chesterfield. Bob, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. So the irony of my story is my favorite player growing up was Cal Ripken Jr. Made the most consecutive starts in the history of baseball.
Right.
And the day I went to go see him, he did not start.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
It was his last season, you know, and I'd never seen him play. I'm from Michigan. You know, I don't take a lot of trips to Baltimore. So when he came to play the Tigers, I thought, I'm going to go see him so I can say I've seen my favorite, yeah, player play. So I never got to see him play in person.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
I probably bought $5, you know, bleacher seats because I'm cheap, so it wasn't like I was out a lot of money, but it was it's probably a better story than watching them go
right,
one for three.
I mean, yeah, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I remember buying a ticket to see Nolan Ryan pitch his last time at Tiger Stadium, and I just wanted, and none of my friends could go. I'm like, right. I'm going. I drove myself,
right.
Went by myself, bought a cheap seat for like $12, and sat in left field under the overhang, and it was, couldn't see any fly ball, but I was there to see Nolan Ryan pitch, and he pitched reasonably well for his last outing at Tiger Stadium.
His first outing at Tiger Stadium, I believe he pitched a no-hitter, right?
With the Angels?
Yeah, Wojo was at that game as a kid.
Oh, he was covering the game?
No. Yeah, for the Weekly Reader.
Yeah.
People have no idea what I'm talking about, probably. And speaking of Wojo, next time you see Wojo, tell him that you think the Cal Ripken Jr. streak is one of the greatest feats in sports.
Oh, is he not impressed?
Oh, he thinks it's the most. And I tend to agree with him that it's really, really overrated.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Given that nobody's come close.
Well, because a lot of times towards the end, you thought that he was only in there just for the streak. And
maybe.
It would have been better off for his team if he took a day off.
Perhaps. But going, well over 2,100 straight games is quite impressive. I will have to ask Wojo. Well, maybe I don't want to deal with it. sometimes just like, yeah, you know what? No, it's all right. Do I really want to debate with Wojo about something as meaningless?
He also doesn't like the Willie Mays catch. So they just ran. But it's a big deal. People do that all the time. I said, yeah, but he spun around. He made a great throw. I mean,
do you guys ever debate whether switching from the peach basket to a net basket was a good idea either?
That's Better big man, George Mikan.
What do you think about that commercial that they made showing with the peach basket?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with Barkley and the crew?
Yes. That one's actually funny.
I feel like I've been watching Charles Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson commercials for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
every tournament, every year.
Yeah, and Shaq, too. Every once in a while, there's another Shaq commercial.
And Magic's in there now with the rings.
Yeah.
And they used to have Spike Lee in there occasionally. By the way, that's the one good... I forgot to mention this yesterday. That's the one really good thing about St. John's being eliminated. Spike Lee, the fraud, going to St. John's games.
Oh.
Where was he the last 25 years when they sucked? Was he ever at the Garden wearing St. John's starter jackets or whatever the hell he had? And we know he's a Knick fan,
Probably was. That would be my guess. You don't think so?
Never saw him there.
Were you watching a lot of St. John's games?
No, but you enough that we...
Tuning in for St. John's?
Let's see if
Spike Lee's on the sidelines.
He's a fraudulent fan.
I didn't know. Did you know, Kane, that Stoney had a thing for Spike Lee?
I think he's great, but not for that.
It was the Philly thing. You know, he don't like New York, right?
Good call.
No, not really.
He's anti-New York.
Yeah, he's anti-New York. No. I mean, I'm anti-New York, but it's not a Philly thing.
No,
it's
more so Philly guys.
Probably.
It's just a New York thing.
It's like Philly people have the same opinion of New York as Detroit people have towards Chicago, to a certain extent.
Chicago.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down. We can all understand that. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
New York pizza better than Chicago pizza, though.
I mean, it's all dependent.
Yeah.
I love all pizzas. So sometimes I got sometimes in a mood for Chicago style pizza.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to do that, I'll do that. Go to get an Uncle Andy's or get a Pizza Popolis. Sometimes I want the big thick lasagna type pizza. Sometimes I want the thin crust. I'll get a Brooklyn pizza or the New York pizza pies, a new place on Woodward. It's really good.
Oh, really? Where?
So good.
We're on Woodward.
Like Woodward and 14-ish, south of 14, I believe, on the west side of the road.
I have to make a trip after the show.
It's really good. It's really good. But, there's so many good pizzas out there now.
Yeah.
Everybody's discovered that, that brick oven thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get sometimes...
Make it nice and crisp.
I sometimes get in the rabbit hole of Portnoy pizza reviews.
Yeah, I don't like him, but sometimes I get stuck in the rabbit hole of the reviews as well, and I want to see them. And
Freddie the Pizza Man got a great score.
He did. Spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, it's only $159 a month, plus If you're looking for something with a little more power, well, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. Here's the best part. Both offers are with only $999 down, and that includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. No hidden surprises at all. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you'll need to act fast. These deals will not last long. So why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive, and you'll see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Together, let's drive. You know, also tonight, Stoney, we got the Red Wings back in action.
Oh, yeah.
At Colorado. Not quite the anniversary, but almost the anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Of the brawl in 97.
Day off.
Day off. Mm-hmm. It was March 26th. Today is March 25th. Of course, the brawl took place in Detroit. And this game is in Colorado.
Like winning yesterday, okay, they won good. They beat Utah. Finally getting off the schneid with that organization, because I think it was three straight they lost to Phoenix / Utah. But it was a sloppy game. And if they win tonight, that'll give me a little bit of a pulse, so to speak.
Well, here's what I did like. I like that they only gave up one goal. And the goal they gave up was a power play goal. It was bang, bang, and it was a wicked shot on the one-timer. Unfortunately, it happened right, you know, what, 5 minutes into the game. You're like, come on. Is this happening again? But the Red Wings came right back. Tarasenko setting up Soderblom, and that was a great pass by Tarasenko.
Yeah.
Great shot by Soderblom. And Red Wings got, they were able to tie it up and eventually go up 2-1 and then 3-1. They got the empty netter, make it 4-1, and then they scored again to make it 5-1 on a Mott goal at the end there, where it looked like he was going to break his leg as he's falling down right by the pipe. But nonetheless, they come away with a win 5-1, and one that they desperately needed to have. Like, it's not making anybody feel a ton better, but at least for the moment last night, I was like, I'm glad they won. Thank God they won. But scoreboard watching, it's going to be an annual, a nightly thing, I should say, not an annual thing. It's a nightly thing now with both the Red Wings and the Pistons, for that matter, because you want to see if the Pistons can gain ground and maybe even get into the number four spot. They'll play tonight with a chance to be in a virtual tie with Milwaukee for fifth place, because Milwaukee lost last night.
Yes, they did. KD with the, or no, Booker with the game-winning shot.
So that was good to see. Be nice if Indiana decided to start losing. It feels like they've been on a tear.
I still think for some strange reason they match up better with the Knicks.
The Pistons?
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with you. But a series against Indiana would be spicy.
Oh, yes, it would.
And if you're going to tell me it's going to be spicy, then I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's got the intrigue. Look, frankly, as a Piston fan, and not really an NBA fan, just getting into the playoffs, I'm excited because I think this team might be able to do some damage in the first round. It's not just going to be, it may be one and done, but it's not a fait accompli like it was when they took on Milwaukee years ago when you knew they were going to get smoked.
Well, when was the last time they won a playoff game? 2009?
We had this stat a while back. Kang, when was the last? It was the against Boston, right?
Yeah.
Was that but way back when? 2008, 2009.
Right, it was the year the Wings played Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And won or lost?
I think it was the
second time?
Second time.
So it would have been 2009.
It was right after Wojo and Stoney were arguing about the Fort Wayne Pistons and whether they should move or not.
You're such a smart ass.
I'm just kidding.
I know. It's okay.
It was been a while, though. Honestly, that's why we can joke like that, because it's been that long. So I still don't believe in my heart of hearts the Pistons are good enough to win a playoff series this year. I think in the end, there's three things I think cost them, Stoney. I think, one, they're way too dependent on Cade Cunningham scoring a bulk of their points.
Yep.
Two, I think the turnovers are a big thing with him right now. I think that the book is out. You got to double team Cade, blitz him, and make him throw the ball elsewhere or make him turn the ball over. And three, I just don't think they have the experience yet. Now, I hope I'm wrong. They're capable of taking a series deep, but I just think in the end that those three things are probably going to cost them a series.
I'd just like to see them win a game or two. That would be amazing progress. And there's also talk, I don't know how much it would, that Ivy might be back for the last couple of games of the regular season.
Good. Is this a Hutch thing again all over?
No.
I mean,
no.
he's actually working out. He's no longer, I mean, if you look at the, like for tonight's game, for instance, the game cast on ESPN, they list him as he's just out. He's not out for season like the other guys who say OFS.
Yeah. And look, him coming off the bench, I don't know, it would help.
Of course, only if he's ready to go. I wouldn't rush him back, not even a little. Bill is in Monroe. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bill. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to say you're talking about buying a ticket to see someone play, and then they didn't play. Back, I believe it was 1983, me and a buddy bought tickets to a Lions game to see Billy Sims play, and I believe it was a Monday night game against the Raiders, and he was out because of turf toe, I believe. So we missed out on seeing him.
Oh, that sucks. Billy Sims was special. And unfortunately,
I know.
messed up his knee and I think knee and hip. But it was it was unfortunate because he was so fun to watch.
Yes.
He loved playing the game. He loved his great smile. And we had season tickets as a family starting in 1980. And we had them for like 4 or 5 years. And it was the Billy Sims years. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, he was I always liked him. I hate to say it or get yelled at by everybody, but I liked him better than Barry Sanders. He was my favorite Lion.
All right, slow down, Bill.
Well, he can be his favorite.
Take it easy.
He can be his favorite.
I liked his style. I liked Barry Sanders, but I just like my favorite running back of all time was Earl Campbell. I like a power runner
there
with
you go.
Speed.
I got you.
So Billy Sims kind of fit that a little more.
When Billy Sims did the kung fu at the Houston Astrodome, and then he got pissed off in that game and smashed the Gator Cup, the Gatorade cups. Remember that game? Yep. Here's the other thing.
Yeah, I do.
You realize that if Billy Sims didn't get hurt, the Lions might not have been in bad enough shape to draft Barry Sanders.
I've thought of that.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Thanks, Bill. There was so many running backs weren't going to play that long, and again, Billy Sims wasn't going to last until 1989.
I don't know. It was when because I moved here in 86, and that was his last year. I think was 86.
Yeah, and he had already had a couple injury riddled years, so he was done.
Yeah, because, I said if he didn't get hurt, you never know.
But come on, man. Now, what you should have said is if he didn't get hurt, then they wouldn't have drafted James Jones. And wasted that first-round pick. That's Doug's least favorite first-round pick of all time, but the Lions is drafting a fullback in the first round.
Oh, and then
Lions are on the clock.
And then they paired him with Gary James.
That's right.
The
James gang, yeah. Gary James from LSU, number 33.
Yeah, we got the wrong player.
Right,
LSU.
Dalton Hilliard was the one to get.
There we go.
See, I know what I'm done.
Famous Lions from LSU for 100 outs.
There aren't
this
many.
This wide receiver got caught shoplifting or stealing a woman's pocketbook once.
Lions
Larry Foster. Remember Larry Foster?
I do remember Larry Foster. I didn't realize that's what that he got in trouble for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Now you do.
And now I do, and that's half the battle.
That's right. See?
Speaking of half the battle, Rico.
You learn something. You learn something useless from me every day.
Every day. I don't discount it.
So, Rico, 25 years ago today, were you at the Palace, or were you on campus, or where were you?
25 years ago today?
Today, yes. When Larry Eustachy walked off the court because the refs cheated Iowa State in the Elite Eight game against Michigan State to send them to the Final Four.
I was at the Palace.
Okay, that's what I was just asking.
He walked off the court.
Do you remember that? I think he got thrown out of the game with like a minute left or something like that, the head coach of Iowa State.
I forget. Larry Eustachy. No, the only thing I remember was the alley-oop.
Yeah,
And that pretty much ended their season, and that was it. Michigan State moved on.
Didn't Larry Eustace have a drinking issue?
Yes.
Well, he went hang out at sorority parties.
Yeah, right. Eventually cost him.
He went to He went to somewhere. He hung out doing Natty Lights. Remember that?
Yeah. It was social media was just starting to get you going.
Yes.
And he thought it was going to be a good idea to take the photos with the co-eds.
Yeah. It's about 2004-ish. Yeah.
Something like that.
Remember doing hey, coach, you want to take this? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen, right?
No.
Remember doing some bit with the late, great Don Swindell. Don and I did some voiceover thing for a bit with Coaches Gone Wild.
Oh.
Bobby Knight and Larry Eustace. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of fun. Good times. Good times. What's coming up on the show today?
Jeez, that was 25 years.
Yeah.
Well, some more tournament talk. Non-what happens if Michigan State plays, but just some actual tournament talk. Have a little bit of reseeding and a blitz and some Tiger concerns.
Oh, what's being concerned about the Tigers? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. What's the problem?
The outfield defense, the Butchers of Seville.
A few injuries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dead arms.
Hopefully pitching is good enough.
By the way, I read, I didn't hear it because at the press conference today, Izzo went off a little bit on the portal being open during this time of year.
Called it the urinal.
He called it the urinal.
Yeah.
You know how many people entered the portal? Yesterday.
A lot.
It opened.
A lot.
That's the dumb thing.
You want to take a guess on the number?
536. I don't know.
Too low.
Oh.
Wow. Too
low.
Yeah. Wow.
750.
You see who entered?
Yesterday.
You see who entered the portal today?
I don't know if you saw. Yeah, the New Mexico.
Yeah, Donovan Dent.
Donovan Dent, who just played Michigan State. Yeah averages 20 points a game. Yeah.
He'll get a nice little bag to go to some school, probably.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know if the bag is still a thing because you got to get the right players because a lot of teams spent a lot of money and they're at
Hunter
home
Dickinson.
Right now. I mean, not just that.
I know.
They got the kid from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
he left to go there.
Yeah.
Store.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, that Bill Self.
A lot of teams have spent a ton of money. Doesn't always work out.
No.
Mike Errico coming up next year, 97.1 The Ticket.